I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, indeed it is. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and watchintheloop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. Boy, do we have a lot of fun stuff planned on the show for you today. We got it all covered, from football with Charles Davis, a you called it poll that, whoo, it's going to be tough for you to decide. You can go vote on that Sports Radio 610's Twitter account. We got basketball. We got baseball. Plenty to get to. Johnny, how are you?
Man, I'm really, really good. Sweated it out a little bit last night, but really, really good. All's well that ends well. We have some, I think this show is going to have some interesting angles to address on the game last night. I was bouncing a couple of them off of you. So we got that, and Bartolo is a god. Unfortunately, the Astros lost, but it was fun watching Bartolo. What do you think? About 10:40, should we address the picture?
The picture? Mm-hmm. Well, I thought at 10:40 we're going to address the question you've been asking everybody in the office about.
Oh, we can do that
defecation.
Too. When it is the one situation when you should defecate yourself.
That's what we're teasing today.
The one 30, situation.
36 minutes from now.
Yes.
36 minutes
from
now.
I'm not kidding, and you know I'm not.
I know you're not. Because you've already asked 8 people the question.
And some of them supported my angle.
They sure did, mm-hmm. In a very gross way. So 36 minutes from now, the question about going on yourself. Mm-hmm. The picture, you were talking about the picture. Let's do that an hour from now.
Okay, the picture.
An hour.
It's kind of like the drive and, the fumble. All that has its own.
The catch.
Now we have the picture.
Well, that's an hour from now. The picture of the Rockets' struggles last night is in the box score as you see a victory on the books. But my God, James Harden, thank goodness for him, because without him, this team was atrocious at shooting the three ball last night. They escape with a 104-101 victory. That's right, escape with a 104-101 victory against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Had everybody worried throughout that game. At one point, Minnesota even leads late in the contest. And the Rockets pull it out, in large part thanks to James Harden's superhero effort. His legendary flip switch that he seems to have. He turned it on, and he took care of business because nobody else was taking care of business on that team in the second half.
It was it was a different kind of game than anybody could have expected. Game one at home, number one versus number eight seeds. You expect, just handle business, take care of it early, especially when you had a double-digit lead in the first 5-6 minutes of the game. You know, you're thinking, all right. Well, this is going to be fun. It's going to be just one giant victory lap throughout the entire game. Well, it wasn't. It got a little dicey, and it became one of those games where you kind of had those oh no moments. What if this happens? Moments. But all's well that ends well, and you definitely hit it. It was James Harden's show. The last time James Harden was in that arena, he got embarrassed. This time, he was the only reason. Well, he and Capella, but he was the only reason down the stretch that the Rockets were able to pull this out.
First half, Clint Capella with a huge game. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, John, this team was just awful. 3 from 25 beyond the arc outside of Harden. That's unacceptable. You cannot have that happen. That's almost the only way they're going to lose a basketball game, is if the people outside of Harden don't make shots. Mm-hmm. And it was everybody. I mean, everybody was firing, and it was just off or missing or this or that. And there were a couple of those shots where I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game and, this guy fires one off or that guy fires one off. I'm like, surely this one's going in. Nope. brick. Nope, brick. And it was just, now that's going to happen. Cold nights are going to happen, and that's why you have guys like James Harden, because cold nights happen from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
But colder than cold, a cold night, awful night, what the hell was wrong with Chris Paul?
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That's one of the things that I think we're going to, like I said, one of the angles that we can dig into here. I'm not, I'll put it this way. I would have been fine with that performance from Chris Paul if it wasn't in game one. If it were in game three or game four and he has that effort, I'm fine with it because that's just a bad night. This one all of a sudden doesn't, you know, it has the potential to fester. Because Chris Paul, we all know the postseason Chris Paul has been criticized and fallen short, more so than James Harden even, is his reputation for that. So what does it mean going forward? You hope a short memory, but not necessarily if it starts to fester. If it happened in game three or four, you're like, okay, after a couple of good games, you know, whatever. But the fact that it happened in game one, you start to wonder, is it getting in his head a little bit?
Is it something that's going to stick around? Because the worry would be not, okay, well, he's just going to bounce back from it. Mm-hmm. The worry is that this is the guy that you're going to see. And I don't know how much worse he can get than last night. Late in the game where he has that terrible three-quarters court pass that didn't go anywhere near anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so out of sorts. It looked like a guy who, frankly, it looks like a guy who's not destined to be a Hall of Famer one day. It looks like a guy who was playing in his first playoff series, but most importantly, and the scary part is, it looks like a guy who's played in a lot of playoff series and had some really crappy performances, which leads you to believe playoff Chris Paul is a thing that is A, still around, and B, may be the common mm-hmm. Chris Paul and not the exception Chris Paul.
And do those odds go up since it happened in game one? That's my point.
It has to.
You think?
I do. It has to. And
because here's the other thing. He's got 3 days now. 3 days to talk about it, to be asked about it, to wonder about it. And he's going to say all the things. Well, you know, I'll put that behind me, blah, blah, blah. We all know the answers that are coming. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the legit feeling that he has about it or that people are thinking.
The really scary part, if you're the Rockets, and maybe most of all Chris Paul, is if he goes out there, he does this again. Because you can write this one off for the next couple of days. Nah, you mm-hmm. know, we've been off. Chris hadn't been playing regularly, just out of rhythm. You know, just you can come up with a lot of excuses, a lot of reasons, and a lot of things that could ease your worries mm-hmm. about that performance. But he rolls out there 3 days later,
mm-hmm.
and he does it again,
then
it's there, and it stays.
Then it's there, and it's staying there, yeah.
And it's staying there. So the next few days, yeah, it's going to fester and sit, and you can write it off 150 different ways. Like a billionaire's taxes, you can mm-hmm. write it off 150 ways. Well, you can write it off until, you know, tip-off and the first few moments of the next game. Because if it's there again, then playoff Chris Paul's here, and then that's a huge worry for this team. Because if playoff Chris Paul rears his head at any point mm-hmm. against the Warriors, you're losing that game. You're not having Harden take over and take care of things against the Warriors, or maybe even against the Thunder or the Jazz in the second round.
Right. And there's another couple of angles on here that you know, we'll dig into until Wednesday, and we see the next version of this series. Two ways to look at this. Okay, they have so many different ways to beat you. Chris Paul can play a bad game. They can get really a bad game out of everyone outside of Capella and Harden and still beat you. So that's the good part, right? This is a versatile team that can beat you a bunch of different ways. On the other hand, and this is what I'm sure Thibodeau is telling his bunch, the Big Cat played crap. The Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, was not a factor per se, really in any way. So if he plays his regular game, what does that mean for them?
He played 40 minutes. He scored 8 points in the game, and they couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get him the ball. They ignored matchups. After the game, Thibodeau blamed him mm-hmm. for the situation.
Well, I mean,
saying that his
being
guy,
honest.
Saying that his guy had to be more aggressive, and if he wants the ball, he has to be a more aggressive basketball player. And I was just watching Karl-Anthony Towns, who I believe is just spectacular.
He's a great player.
And will be spectacular for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Watching him just disappear. I mean, Capella's smoking him on defense.
And in transition.
Yeah. Watching him just disappear in that game, and then you look up, and the Rockets only won by 3. Well, okay, well the Big Cat's going to get going. Like, mm-hmm. like as much as we want to worry about playoff Chris Paul, we've seen a lot more. This guy's making his first playoff start in his life.
Right.
So, yeah, I kind of understand like maybe the nerves, the matchups, the situation, whatever.
And now he's been called out by the head coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think they're going to go to the film and watch how many times Chris Paul or PJ Tucker or any of those other smaller guys ended up on Karl Anthony Towns and how many times they missed that matchup or mm-hmm. ignored that matchup and they'll dump it down to him a bunch. I mean, you're talking about a guy. And the scary part would be he comes out in game 2 and they're dumping it down to him and he gets going early. Mm-hmm. And with him getting going early, you don't know what, okay, well, Towns is going. So, I mean, is Wiggins going to get going? Is Butler going to get going? Where are they going to find the rest of their offense? There's plenty of things to be concerned about out of this game. Ultimately, they get the win. And most people writing it off as, all right, they got the snoozer out of the way and they still won. So it's still the Timberwolves. You're still a much better team. Well, this is as tough as the Timberwolves played you all year. And in the biggest moment, the moment you've waited for since, I don't know, game 20 of the year, mm-hmm. the playoffs, because you knew you were going, and you didn't impress.
You won. But you didn't impress. Like I said, that's just scratching the surface of all those factors. Chris Paul, what James Harden's doing, Karl Anthony Towns. We haven't mentioned Derrick Rose. I think Derrick Rose, you don't think he's going to be – you think it's flash in the pan. I am not going to say it's not because it's just one game, but it'll be interesting to see. I know they're going to go to him more because he looks a little friskier than he's been, and certainly he's a good matchup for them against the Rock.
One of the texters on the DBIAttorney.com text line, 713-572-4610. Last night felt like a loss. Does it feel like a loss?
No, it felt uncomfortable, and it's certainly something to talk about. But listen, man, you take them any way you can get them.
I don't know that short of some sort of big game-changing injury that occurs within a game, I don't know many times that a actual playoff win is going to totally feel like a loss.
You know, look, there's going to be questions that they need to answer. There's going to be adjustments that they need to make. But that's a lot easier to do when you got a W in the playoffs.
No doubt. No doubt about that. So it may not have felt like a loss for some. What are the Rockets saying about their win last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves? And hold on, time out before we do that. Mm-hmm. I just found this. Mm-hmm. You'll never guess what ESPN has done to their MLB section. We'll talk about that in 18 minutes.
Okay.
The Rockets take down the Timberwolves last night, and they wrap up their first of what we hope is only 4 games against Minnesota. Although, last night, if it stays true to the way this series is going to go, it's going to be 4 nail-biters. Hopefully not, though. But the Rockets take care of business last night. They get the win, 104-101, and they get there by just riding the back of Clint Capella in the first half mm-hmm. and James Harden in the second. And if either of those performances don't happen, they lose this game.
Clint Capella saved their asses in the first half. I mean, it was nothing. Harden wasn't even really that big of a factor. I mean, he was okay, but Capella saved them, especially by setting the tone against Karl Anthony Towns, and he was a lifesaver in the first half, and then in the second. Of course, but Harden.
Did it feel like Clint Capella's start threw Towns off and he never got back in rhythm? Is that what you think it was?
That's one way to put it. Well, I'll put it this way. I think that was one of the factors. I think the other factor is Karl Anthony Towns just isn't fast enough. He's just not quick enough on his feet to stay with him defensively or offensively. This
guy's
a good player, man.
No, I like the Big Cat. I like the Big Cat a lot. Yeah. At times can be plodding, traditional.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely hallmarks of athleticism and intensity and extreme ability, but mm-hmm. just at times just doesn't fit into that game. I did think one thing that I want to point out about the pace of the game, there were different times where Minnesota was playing at the exact speed that they wanted the game to be played at, mm-hmm. which is not something you often see from an 8-1 matchup where the 8 imposes the will on the 1, but you would hope that that doesn't turn into a trend for any team that plays the Rockets, because the Rockets this year, especially at different points in the year against a team that they probably should have been playing better against, they've been impose your will on the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And they just couldn't at different times last night against Minnesota. What are the Rockets saying about last night? Well, here's Mike D'Antoni, the head coach, and he says, hey, don't take into account that they shot poorly. It doesn't matter past last night.
We just couldn't make a shot. I thought we were good shots, and, you know, when we had 4 or 5 guys just couldn't make a shot, just the way it is sometimes, which is encouraging because we don't want to rely on just making shots. I think last year we did that and previous teams, but we can win not making shots, and that's what's important. I thought our defense was pretty good the whole game.
Yes and no on that. I don't think they're just like setting this game aside. And in particular, Chris Paul. I said it before, and you're going to hear me say it again because I think he needs to disprove this. I would have been a lot more comfortable with Chris Paul having that performance last night if it were Game 3 or Game 4 after he got a couple of good games under his belt. The fact that it was in the opening game of the opening series here, I think it can kind of fester a little bit.
It's compounded the importance of a good start,
yes,
and a good performance in Wednesday's affair. Yeah, that's right. Wednesday is the next time.
See, that's the other thing. You're thinking about it for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. James Harden also on the shooting performance is not taking much stock.
It's the playoffs. You know, it's not about not how great you shoot the ball. It's about just getting the win. I mean, that's all that matters. I think we shot, 10 for 37? We're shooters. We've been doing it all year long, and it's not going to happen every game. You know, but throughout the regular season, we preach that. It's not going to always be pretty. We're not going to always win games by making shots, a lot of threes. You got to find other ways to win games, and tonight was a perfect example.
It was. But again, you know, the other thing that might fester a little bit here, and again, they could flip a switch and all of a sudden win the next three by, you know, 20 points each. All I'm saying is while we're talking about this right now, and while this is the only game we have to talk about, the old everything changes in the playoff thing is happening. It happened in Game 1 as well.
5 of the other 7 Western Conference NBA teams beat them last night, right? Or 5 of the other 7?
Right, probably.
I don't believe San Antonio would have got it done.
No.
But the Pelicans, the Blazers, mm-hmm. certainly the Warriors, the Jazz, the Thunder, they all beat the Rockets last night. So no, there's not very many games where you can point to and say, oh, we didn't shoot well, we're still going to win. Mm-hmm. That's not just not the way mm-hmm. it's going to be built. Poor Jimmy Butler. he got hardened late in the game.
Yeah, he did.
It's the step back. Got people rioting on Twitter about, he traveled when he...
There's a very unfair, inexplicable kind of hatred or resentment nationally of James Harden. I think part of it is that he does travel a lot, but a lot of players do, especially the good ones.
Most of them.
And then also, that he gets a lot of points from the free throw line, like cheap fouls. Well, they're not always cheap, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Jimmy Butler said that, hey, we just have to guard James Harden better.
It's got to be a lot better. I got to do my job more effectively on the defensive end. What did he want? A free throw? A three-pointer, a layup. He got whatever he wanted in that game, and I got to be better at taking that away from him.
I didn't believe Jimmy Butler did a real terrible job last night or anything. Like, he did an admirable job considering the task that he was assigned. And, look, Jimmy Butler's a really good defender in this league, and Harden able to do that, what he did in the second half, certainly. When Jimmy Butler's spending time on him, just goes to show you just how damn good James Harden is.
I thought Butler was going to be a factor. This isn't the same Timberwolves team, man. This isn't the same Timberwolves team. And so I think Jimmy Butler has changed them. I think Derrick Rose.
If that hangs around, certainly something to pay attention to.
Has changed them a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.